Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. And now, Marcia Pilgrim continues the story of Office Wife.
In the last 3 weeks, Harry's made a simply marvelous recovery. Especially when you think that for the first 2-3 days after the accident, we didn't know whether he'd live through it at all. They're letting him leave the hospital tomorrow, and after a few more weeks, he'll be able to get back to work. I want things settled once and for all. I don't suppose I'll ever see Jeff again. Not to talk to, I mean, unless I have to see him about the divorce. He's definitely going to marry Stella Bronson. So why should I be left on the shelf? I'm putting Harry in charge of the firm, and one day we'll be married too. That's what Uncle Tressida wanted anyway. But you wouldn't think so by the attitude Aunt Harriet has been taking lately.
The farmer's fit to leave the hospital, is he?
Yes, Aunt Harriet. Tomorrow.
Have you heard from Jeff yet?
Of course not. We've nothing to say to each other.
Marcia, we seem to have been over and over this ground lately, but I do wish I could make you change your mind about appointing Harry your general manager. Don't do it immediately, at any rate. He's simply not experienced enough.
Oh, please. Do we always have to argue this point again and again? Be it, darling, I know what I'm doing.
So do I, young woman. As I've said before, you're doing this just to spite your husband.
I am not.
If Jeff weren't here to see it, you'd leave Percy Fleming in charge till he came and asked to be relieved, and you know it. You'll do anything for this other fellow just to show Jeff he can't...
You've been talking to Jeff yourself. Again.
Yes, dear, I have.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I thought for some time that you were going round to his side. You've let him talk you into thinking all sorts of things about Harry Palmer.
I've let Jeff talk me into nothing. Now, look here. I may as well tell you something. Jeff's coming here tonight.
Oh, Aunt...
I went to special pains to persuade him to come along. Will you see him?
No.
Please do. Can't do any harm, and it might do a lot of good. Don't be stubborn, Marcia, dear. He's still your husband, you know. He asked you to go for a drive. Will you?
No. No, I will not. I don't want to see him again, anywhere or ever. Let him stay away from me. And you needn't pat yourself on the back, Jeff. I'm only out with you now to please Aunt Harriet.
So far from patting myself on the back, Petal, I'm only wasting good petrol to please your Aunt Harriet, too.
In that case, you can pull up and let me out. Oh, Jeff, I know so well what you're going to talk about. What in the world's the use?
For the last time, Marcia, before you get yourself in too deep to pull out, drop Palmer and kick him out of your uncle's firm.
Just to please you?
For your own sake. We're washed up. I know that, and so do you. I've nothing to gain myself. I'm only thinking of you.
Then leave me alone and stop trying to turn me against Harry. I won't believe anything you say ever. And you know why.
Listen, Marcia. We only have to find Angela Tennant's diary. We'll be able to send Palmer up for 5 or 6 years. How are you going to look then?
He warned me you might try something like this.
Am I really wasting my breath?
Yes, you're right. Oh, Jeff... Let's not fight. Let's just part like reasonably civilized people.
You'll never change your mind? I'm going to marry Stella, you know. I'm not trying to put you off Palmer to get you back. I just don't want you to make a bigger mess of your life than you have already.
I've made a mess of my life. You can say that to me after what you've done? No.
There's no point in driving all the time. I'm going to park here.
I don't care whether you drive or park or what you do. If you think you can tell me to dump Harry Palmer just because you can't bear to see him taking over from you, you're wrong. Oh, you're so wrong.
Have you really fallen for the rat?
Yes. Yes, I have. And don't you dare call him a rat.
All right, forget it. I was a fool to let myself be talked into this anyway.
And I'll tell you something else. I think so much of Harry that while he's convalescing, we're going to have him home, staying with us. So there.
What's that? You're actually taking Palmer under your roof?
And why not?
Palmer in the same house as you? That's the last straw. On the strength of this, Marcia, let's get our divorce straight away.
You mean you want a divorce now?
Yes.
But, I've already seen the lawyers. It takes 3 years. And only 6 months or so have gone yet for desertion.
I'll get you evidence for the other kind of divorce.
You... How would you?
Well, there are ways, I believe.
Well, why this sudden decision?
If you're taking Palmer under your roof, I don't want any part of you.
I didn't know you were in this much of a hurry to marry Stella Bronson.
Well, now you do know. What about it?
All right, marry her, then. Marry her tomorrow, for all I care. And I hope she drags you down with her.
No one will ever be dragged down by Stella Bronson.
Don't drive me home. Drive me home. I don't want to stay here another minute. And before I'll ever speak to you again, Jeff Pilgrim, I'll cut my tongue out. So she's agreed to give you a divorce right away. Oh, Jeff, I'm so glad. How did you make her change her mind?
She is taking Palmer home from the hospital with her. And that's about the last straw.
Well, I'm still glad. Oh, let her do what she likes, darling. I've pleaded with you till I'm blue in the face. Forget her.
I've already forgotten her.
Jeff, this is such a marvelous relief to me.
Why should it be? I've told you before I'd never go back to Marcia.
I know. But until now, it was for the wrong reason.
I don't quite get that, Stella.
I think you do. I've always been afraid you'd only stick to me out of gratitude and loyalty sort of thing.
I'd have to be a pretty rotten sort of heel not to.
But I want to be loved, damn you.
What makes you think you're not?
What makes me think I'm not clear about... Well, Jeff, you're always so transparently obvious. Listen, just suppose I married Benny Puller tomorrow. Would you go back to Marcia then?
No. It'll be too much altogether. Hang it, you have to have some pride.
There you are, you see. You'd only stay away from her out of pride.
No, don't be ridiculous.
I'm not being ridiculous. I've just too much sense to kid myself. And you're still fond of her.
Oh, confound it, she's in my system. She's still my wife, and I can't forget her at a snap of the fingers. Can't you understand that?
There are times that I'd like to take you and string you up. She was your wife, and you could have stayed in jail till you were 100 for all she cared. And yet you can still sit there and tell me...
You women. Can't help laughing. You badger people till they're absolutely forced to say something they don't want to. Then you give them the works for saying it.
Oh, if only I were not so stupidly crazy about you. Where are you going?
Home.
Why?
Because I think it's a good idea.
Not yet, you're not. Come here.
Oh, what's the matter?
Kiss me.
Hmm?
Kiss me. There. Was that a good idea, too?
That, Miss Bronson, was more than a good idea. It was a pleasure. Night.
Just a minute, Stella. Excuse me. Miss Jones, will you tell that chap no from me? Definitely no. I have all the equipment I need in all my warehouses. I don't want any forklifters, and I will not see salesmen at 10 o'clock in the morning or any other time without an appointment. Is that clear? We'll make it stick this time, will you? There's a good girl, or we'll have to surround the place with an electrified fence. Well, then, what was it, Stella?
I saw Jeff last night. And I think it's only fair to let you know, Benny, that from what he said last night, he and Marcia are finally finished.
Definitely?
This time, definitely. Jeff's asked her for an immediate divorce, and she's agreed. So, it doesn't look as though I'll have to keep my part of the bargain.
That's not very good news at 10 o'clock in the morning, Stella.
I said I'd marry you if Jeff went back to his wife. Well, of that, there isn't a chance in a million. I thought it was only right to come to you and say so.
What brought matters to a head?
Marcia taking Palmer to her place to convalesce. With her Aunt Harriet, of course.
I see. So I lost my gamble.
If I hadn't known why you gave Jeff his job here, and all the rest of it, spending money on Hooper, I might have kept quiet.
It's very decent of you, Stella. I must say that. Good luck to you.
What will you do? Will you keep Jeff on here?
I'm a good loser. And Pilgrim's worth every penny he earns. Of course he stays here. But here's something that might surprise you.
What?
I entered into this business to keep Jeff and his wife together by exposing friend Palmer. Okay, I've missed out. But realizing just what kind of a heel that guy Palmer is, I'm not going to let up anyway.
Penny, there's nothing any of us can do.
I'm not giving up yet. Not by a long chalk. I'm going to tackle Marcia myself. Because if she thinks I'm going to have her firm handling my account with Palmer in charge, she's got another think coming. And that's not all.
But taking your account away from Bendigo and Company won't help Jeff any.
It'll make Marcia think.
If she's capable of coherent thought. But you said that wasn't all. What else are you going to do?
How did that fellow put Jeff on the spot in the first place?
By framing him for fraud, of course.
And no matter which way we turn, he's always one jump ahead. So do you know what we're going to do?
I think I can guess.
And you'd be right. We're going to hang a frame on Mr. Harry Palmer. Jenny, get me Mr. Hooper.
Benny, why can't you leave well alone? Let Palmer get away with everything. What do I care? I've got Jeff at last. But if you go and bait a trap for Palmer and catch him in it, you might spoil us all. Oh, why can't you leave Palmer alone?
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.